Officials here say that water levels in Lake Ontario have gone up at least 19 inches above normal. A state of emergency is still in effect and expected to last throughout the month. Some of the areas that experienced heavy flooding are homes and businesses located along the shoreline. Newfoundland Supervisor Timothy Horenberg says he doesn't have an exact dollar amount on the damage that was done, but says it was substantial.
Right now we're seeing erosion. We're seeing some pretty hefty erosion at the yacht club. We're seeing some flooding to the low-lying homes, and our sewer system is taking a lick in there. We're going to be bringing in a big pump today to pump it up the street to get it away from there and give the pumps a break because they've been running nonstop since last Thursday.
Niagara County legislator Dave Godfrey lives in the town of Wilson. He says his property line, as well as his neighbors, has experienced severe erosion. On a golf cart, we took a tour of his damaged property.
All that bank has slid away. This has slid. Look at the bank here. I've lost probably 2 to 3 feet there. Just slid right into the lake. That tree down there used to be up top in the fall.
So 2 to 3 feet of your backyard.
Correct.
Went into the lake.
It's now out in the lake, floating out there. Montreal is going to have my land here in a few weeks.
Godfrey says over the years, he's lost at least 60 feet of land. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.